Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is the whole thing. God is with me. God is with me. This is what I repeated to myself when I was little, and I still do. God is with me. God is with me. So, if the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But of course, David did fear people. I mean, there was a point when he said, I shall one day perish by the hand of Saul. Saul is going to kill me one day. And so his faith in these things went up and down. And of course, ultimately, if God is with us, we needn't fear man, needn't fear anyone who's trying to hurt us. If we are really with God and God is with us. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my worst foes, come upon me to eat me up, they stumble and fell. Though a whole host of soldiers should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his tabernacle. So that's what we should seek more than anything, to live forever in the house of the Lord, in God's presence. And that's what's going to happen when the kingdom comes, that all those, as Paul says, who love his appearing will be there. If we really, really, with all our heart, like David here, really want to be with God forever, and we think he's beautiful, we love his ways, then we will be there. But if our mind is full of the ways of the world, then we won't want to be there, and we won't truly love God. And so the kingdom would be, as it were, boring for us. In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his tent. In the secret of his tabernacle, he'll hide me. He will set me up upon a rock. It's like God will put a tent over us when we're in trouble. Now my head will be lifted up above my enemies who are round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. So hide not your face far from me. Don't put your servant away in your anger, for you have been my help. Don't leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. So that should be our prayer. Teach me your way. But of course, if that's sincerely said, we've got to want to walk in that way. Don't deliver me to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, who breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And it is a case of waiting, a case of serving him, but it's also a case of waiting and believing that he will come through for us in due course.